All right, you guys are listening to a telecall for coaches and people that want to promote the Camp Millionaire and Creative Wealth programs. This is Elizabeth Donati calling in from Santa Barbara, California, where, believe it or not, it was a chilly 37 degrees this morning when I woke up, which
wow.
is very odd, very, very odd. But still, it's nice, actually. I like it when it's cold and it's winter. It makes sense to me. So I'm very, very excited tonight. We had 38 people registered for the call. It sounds like quite a few of you have jumped on the call. We have the pleasure of sort of doing a little informal conversation and interview with an incredible woman out of Michigan named Rebecca De Bruin. Rebecca contacted us quite a few months ago, and we knew within just a couple phone calls that this woman was bloody serious. She went from one phone call to asking me if it's possible to have an exclusive area, and we chitter-chatted, and like 3 days later she called and said, okay, I got the first 10 camps set up, and we're going, Jan and I are going, whoa, she's serious. So as you all know from the email I sent out, she has over 45 or maybe more by now camps set up for just next summer, and that doesn't include the one-day programs that obviously we're going to start rocking and rolling in pretty soon. That just include the game. But I asked Rebecca if she would be really, really sweet and stay up tonight, as many of you have stayed up. Sounds like a lot of you are on the East Coast, to really just kind of have a conversation with me, allow you guys to ask questions about what she's doing, what her plans are, how she's scheduled 45 camps, how she's going to get them all taught, and we'll share a little bit about our plans with that. So, Rebecca, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. Gosh, this is really exciting, and I know that my friend Marge is on the line. She's been here sort of with me, witnessing and helping me, you know, just encouraging me, and it's really been so exciting to get the response that I've gotten from all of these local school districts that I've approached, because it's been a very easy sell.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Before we start asking questions and you sharing, I want to make everybody note that I had everybody call in on actually what's called the host number, and so I do not have the ability to mute this call. So I need everybody to be real mindful of the noise behind you. So if there's, like, if you're going to flush the toilet, like, run fast. And if there's kids behind you and cell phones and things like that, just be really mindful that I can't mute the call. So everybody is on the line. I also want to encourage you guys to let us talk for a little bit. And if you have questions, jot them down on a piece of paper. And unless you really, like, got to break in and ask a question right there. But hold your questions, and then we'll get to all of the questions in a little bit. And I think that'll make the call go a little bit better. So, Rebecca, with that, tell everybody, who exactly have you been contacting, and why did you contact those particular groups or schools or whoever it was? So
hey,
fill us in on that.
Elizabeth, Denise,
yes.
Real quick. Can we
yes.
start six and mute the calls out?
I can't. No, I can't at this
point.
Can
we do it on our phones?
You might be able to,
okay.
Because it's a new system. I don't know all the ins and outs yet. If you hit
okay.
star 6 and it says you're muted, then you're good. If not, I have no idea. So you guys can try that. So Rebecca, who have you
okay.
contacted, and why did you contact those particular groups?
Well, here's how it started. I had heard your interview on NPR. And I think it was with Tess Vigeland, or I don't know. And I just was so impressed about this whole Camp Millionaire idea and what was happening with these kids. Well, I work at a high school, and the guy who has an office right next door to mine is the camp director. And so I came into work after hearing you on the radio on the weekend, and lo and behold, Chris, the camp director, had his big calendar on the wall, and he's starting to put down, you know, he's got a cheerleading camp, and he's got, you know, the lacrosse camp. And I walked in his office, and I saw it, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. I'm going to have Camp Millionaire here.
I love it. So that's how it
so,
started.
So then I thought, okay, well, you know, duplicate this some, you know, at the school district right next door to ours. So I got on the phone and I called the recreation department, because in Michigan, and I think other states are set up this way, but in Michigan, all of the recreation departments are part of the school districts. Each school district has a recreation department. Those recreation departments handle all of the camps for that particular district. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to just start contacting all of these districts that surround me here. And I just put out phone calls, and I, you know, asked who was in charge of, you know, booking the summer camp schedule, and I got that person's name, and I sort of put together a little speech, you know, and I started calling and contacting them directly.
Wow. So basically, let me get this clear, because in Santa Barbara, like, for instance, where I am, Santa Barbara County has a park and rec, but our park departments are not associated with our school districts at all. So what you're saying is that in Michigan, the park districts or park departments are actually associated with the school districts.
Correct.
Okay.
Now,
it doesn't have to.
I mean, you can do what I'm doing with recreation departments in counties. I mean,
absolutely.
Why not? They still have a director. They're still sort of the clearinghouse for, you know, camps and teaching kids things. And it just doesn't, in terms of just the umbrella that it falls under, it's just not, like, set up the way it is in Michigan. But there's no reason why, if your setup is a recreation department through the county, that you can't do the same thing.
Exactly. And I will share with you, and somebody's talking in the background, so... Oh, yeah, so we got to be quiet because we can hear everything. In Santa Barbara here, when we got done with all of our camps here, I looked at Jan and I said, Jan, we are not advertising for one more camp. And so we started calling the Park and Rec Department in November, and as of 2009, our Santa Barbara camps are now being housed underneath the Santa Barbara Park and Rec. So you're totally right, and I encourage people to do that because – and Rebecca will share this too. One of the greatest things about this, and you guys have heard me say, go where the kids are, go where the kids are, go where the kids are, is that you don't have to pay for much advertising. I mean, obviously, you probably want to do a little adjunct stuff, especially at first until people get to know you. And you don't have to come up with a building, and you don't, you know. So it's an amazingly powerful system when you get into a system that's already developed. So, Rebecca, can you share with us the actual, what were you saying to these groups? Were they just falling on your feet, like the one you told me about this afternoon, which was so funny? Or did you have to do any convincing? Or what did you give them? Those types of things.
No, I didn't have to do any convincing. First of all, you have to know me to understand that it's sort of like I've always sort of operated under now with this idea, and every other business that I've ever had, I always call things as though they are not. I mean, as though they are when they aren't. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I when I was presenting this idea to these different districts, I called and I said, I have a program, and it is called Camp Millionaire. And it was, I mean, I had ownership of it before. In my own mind, it was my camp, it was my baby, I was going to go in there. And of course, I talked about Creative Wealth International, I talked about this camp's been going on in Santa Barbara, California since 2002, and I would give them just a little small, you know, thumbnail history, and I said, you know, we've got a great history, we've got a great track record, you know, the need is there, and I would maybe throw out some quick little statistic about, you know, some of those bullet pointed things that you had listed in the, you know, the Camp Millionaire information. Mm-hmm. So I tried to keep it short and sweet, but once they kind of got a little bit of information about it, you know, they're thinking, wow, you know, people know these statistics today. People know the need for children and adults to know about financial intelligence. I mean, this economy is really, you know, the magnifying glass is on us right now as far as, you know, what are we going to do? We've got this economic situation in our country here, and there are a lot of people who've been living on plastic, and you know, people are really starting to see, yeah, you know what? I really wish I knew how to manage my money better. So I think it's one of those things that it wasn't a hard sell.
Great. Did you find any hurdles whatsoever? Did you come across anything that, you know, you would classify as a hurdle?
Excuse me, say that again because I didn't hear you very well.
Oh. Did you come across anything, anybody, any issue that you considered a hurdle that you had to get across?
Oh, a hurdle. No, and there weren't any that I've come across. You know, the thing that the gender separated classes, I think are a really big plus, because I think that people realize that women, men, boys, girls learn about and think about money differently. You know, the fantastic thing about going through a recreation department or a school system is that you come in with you're going to present them with a revenue, an income stream, and they are going to provide you with a facility and bathrooms and, you know, whatever else you need. And in many of my districts that I have right now, they are all provide me with 52,000 camp brochures with my explanation of Camp Millionaire, with they're going to take the registration, they're going to deal with if somebody has to cancel a class. You know, they are going to handle so much for me, and I'm going to split my revenue anywhere from 25 to 50%.
Talk about the cost. What are you being able to charge in the Michigan area per one-week camp?
Okay, we've dropped our price to $225 per camper.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, right now I think we're gonna do all right. I mean, the demographics of all of these districts that we're going into are pretty strong in terms of being able to afford that. I really wanted to be sensitive to the economy now because, I mean, in Michigan, things are really sluggish here.
Sure.
But I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where when I've had businesses in the past, you know, your tendency is to cut back on your marketing and advertising. Right now, it's sort of the same thing with this. There's an analogy where I feel like today kids more than ever need to have these skills. I mean, to pay for it now in this kind of economy is only going to help these kids come out of it, grow, and really do well.
Absolutely. Are you being able to, I think I'm hearing a TV in the background. So if somebody's got a TV in the background, we are hearing that. Are you being able to get any funding from banks or businesses in order to fund some scholarships for kids at all? Have you looked into that? I know you've talked to me a little bit about something like that, but where are
you
with that?
Yeah, actually, there's a credit union. The credit unions in Michigan are really getting aggressive about passing out grant money. In fact, they're giving grant money to school districts in our state. And there's a credit union in a city called Dearborn that just gave $10,000 to, I think, 8 or 10 different districts. Marge, who's on the line, knows more about it than me because she's been, like, she's sort of my information guru. And she's been finding all this stuff. Well, I got a hold of a credit union the other day, and they just merged, actually two credit unions merged. And I spoke to a gentleman there who is very interested in giving us $5 or $10 vouchers for the kids when they complete the class to open an account if they have matching funds.
And you're still waiting on that, so.
Yeah, we're still, I'm hoping to hear this week. And then, you know, I had also spoken to him about the possibility of coming up with, you know, some money to underwrite, you know, some of the tuition, some of the scholarships, and then I would put his logo on my, you know, all my stuff.
Right, okay.
So.
Cool. Tell everybody the different types of camps you and I talked about a little bit today. We got that a little bit squared away. So tell them what types of camps that, you know, how you're dividing the ages groups up and what we're calling them and all of that.
Well, we've got the Camp Millionaire for the 10 to 13-year-old demographic, and I've separated girls and boys. I don't have any co-ed Camp Millionaires. But I also am going to have in selected, I don't know, maybe not in all of my districts, but in certain districts I'm going to have the moving out program for the, say, you know, 13 to 16 or 17-year-old age group. And that will be a co-ed class.
Right. Let me clarify for everybody who's listening. You guys have been hearing that I've been working on that program, and I still am, and it's just taking a tremendous amount of time, and I have not, as you all know, I need to be six with me, and that's about to happen. To share a little bit about what that would do, too. But what's happening is that what Rebecca's going to do is she is going to just teach the same program, the Camp Millionaire program, to a different age, and we're just going to relabel it moving out. As you all know, there will be a more modified teen version called Moving Out. I know what it's going to be like. I know it's going to be. It's just not in the form of a curriculum yet, just because I haven't had time to do it. But you will eventually have it, hopefully by the end of this summer. And so I just wanted to clarify this so that you knew exactly what she means by moving out. She's just going to do the Camp Millionaire program, taught a little bit differently to the teen demographic so that we can give them a different, so they don't think they're having a kids program. So just wanted to clarify that.
Right.
Rebecca, talk to us a little bit about, share with everybody what your plans are, our plans are actually in terms of getting you a staff.
Well, this is the thing, this is another thing that was sort of, you know, kind of coming in the back door and kind of funny because, you know, I had heard Elizabeth and then I got this idea about the camps and I actually had, I think, three school districts commit to camps before I actually even thought, how am I going to teach the camps? So, you know, I got on the phone and I started calling friends of mine who were former teachers or currently are teachers and who do you know, and word got out. And it looks to me now like I have probably 11, hopefully 15 commitments for trainers. And we're going to be doing a training session in February.
Right. And how that's going to work is I've given Rebecca a little discount up front on the teachers, and she's actually going to be paying that back with part of her proceeds. So we're, you know, I'm not going to be out any money. I'm, you know, it'll still be a profitable venture on my part, but I'm giving her a break so that she can actually get me in there and get the teachers trained and. And then move forward with her program. So that's kind of how we're doing that. And I also wanted to speak to all of you from Florida. My goodness, the Florida contingent on the line. I guess it's Erica, Chris, and Patricia, I think, maybe some more. And I will repeat what I said earlier, and I'll do it on the recording, in that if there's a group of you that wants to do something in a whole state and you want me to come to that state, as long as I know that there's a commitment there, and like Rebecca's going to put people in the room. I'm not having to put people in the room, right? So as
right.
long as you guys can put the people in the room, and then I'll do a little advertising from here, obviously, and people will know, we'll put it on the web. But I'm happy to, you know, to make specialty teacher trainings for people that want to actually rock and roll with a business model.
And here's another thing, too, that I thought about, because, you know, I've got on my camp brochure, I have a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 40. And, you know, I was talking to the guy who's the camp director at our school, and he's given me a lot of good tips. And his attitude was, look, you don't want to cancel a camp. You know, even if you only get 5 kids, you want to do a camp. Well, I started thinking about it, and I started thinking, well, cripe, you know, if I only have 5 kids at $225 a kid, you know, I had sort of settled on a percentage for my trainers. And, you know, when you calculate the percentage of the $225, it wasn't very much money.
Right.
But if I do what I think I can do, and if I get even my conservative average of 20 kids per camp, which I think is totally realistic when you look at marketing materials that are going out through the school districts, 52,000 pieces of mail, plus they put letter, you know, they put individual flyers before school lets out. They do so much here. You know, I really feel like I can meet my 20 average of 20 kids per camp. And if I do that, I've offered my trainers a flat $400 or 15% of my gross, whichever is greater.
Oh, okay, because I pay my trainers, well, they actually just got more out of me this year because I didn't want to train anybody else, but I'm paying them anywhere from $800 to $1,000 for the week, which is
but
way
what,
more
what
than,
if you only have 10 kids?
Well, I do it anyway. I rarely will have 15 kids, and I won't do a camp for 5 kids. I won't. I've canceled them before. It's just not worth it for me to do it. So I have to have 10 to 12 before I'll even entertain it. But it's just my personal thing here in Santa Barbara.
Right.
You know,
right.
I charge. It's everything is really a lot more expensive, including the trainers. For me
right.
to retrain, you know, one of my trainers has been with me for 3 years, and this is her second year, but she's a fully trained teacher, in addition to the camp minor teacher, and she's great with the kids. And so for me to, you know, for me to actually go out and train somebody again, it was worth it to pay them a little bit more and not have to worry about it.
So
right.
$800 or 15% of the revenue for the camp?
No, my minimum is $400 minimum for the week, or 15% of the gross, whatever is greater.
And Elizabeth, what was yours?
I'm paying them between $800 and $1,000 for the week.
And not a percentage?
No, I never pay a percentage, no.
Okay.
They get a flat fee.
Okay.
Now, see, if you do, if I have 20 kids at $225, 15% of that is $675 for the week.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's not a whole lot for a teacher, at least for a trained specialty teacher. But if they're willing to do it for that, and if you get 30 or 35 kids, you know, then they're making some more money, and maybe the going rate is less. But in Santa Barbara, the going rate for a trained teacher is quite a bit more. So
right.
You know.
Well, that, I mean, I haven't calculated out what that is. As far as an hourly rate.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so far the women and the, you know, I've got a couple of younger guys that I think are going to come on board for training. But for them right now in Michigan, mm-hmm. you know, they're teachers during the year. They're off in the summertime. If they can make an extra $675 a week, they'll do it.
Sure, absolutely. And I will let you guys know, if you do all boys camps, you got to have men teaching those camps. You can't
right.
have women teaching those camps. It's really now
right.
you can do boy girl, but you've got to have the lead instructor has to be a boy, has to be a man.
Right.
And it can be a college student. I mean, it easily could be a really really awesome, you know, junior or senior in college who's studying. Teaching or studying economics and wants to be a teacher or whatever. Just don't do two women to do a boys' camp. It won't work. They are different critters. Ask me how I know. We learned that big time last summer on our first boys' camp. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions. So if you have questions, state your name, where you're calling from, and then go ahead and ask Rebecca the question. So. Open floor.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm Erica,
hey.
And I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. And my question is, are these all verbal agreements, or do you have some kind of firm contractual agreement with the school or the Parks and Recreation? I actually do have...
It's not a complicated agreement, but the school, you know, the school requires some kind of a, is that my phone?
I don't know.
Somebody's
phone got really, really weird. That's the bad part about not being able to meet everybody else. I'm learning. if somebody's driving or...
If you have mute on your phone,
yeah. If you guys can mute your phone, try that.
Yeah, I don't think it's my phone.
No, I don't think it's mine either. Can everybody hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Huh.
I get it.
If you have a cordless, go close
yeah.
to the base.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah, if you have a cordless, go close to the base.
Yep, there you go.
It's gone.
So let's try that. That was good. Well, little challenges.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you know what? The school districts, you have to have a liability, you know, insurance rider, and there's really, you need some simple language that just explains the revenue split, you know, that kind of outlines what you need in terms of a classroom, bathrooms. You know, it's a good thing to have. And there were a couple of districts that really didn't require me to sign anything. But you know what? I just have this really simple template, and I can, if anyone wants to see it, they can, that just sort of bullet point outlines and fills in the percentages, and I even think, Elizabeth, you have something like that on your...
Yep, there's something like that on the website, a real simple one page where it lists your responsibilities and then it lists the organization, you know, the other party's responsibilities, and then you just, real simple, you just fill in whatever it is that you're agreeing to do with, you know, with every time we do a different custom program. I obviously have to tweak that because sometimes I do stuff and sometimes they do stuff. So, absolutely, it's on your website.
Right. So, I mean, that's a simple thing. And then I also put together just a very simple agreement between, you know, the Money Wise Life, which is the name of my company, and the trainers that are going to come in and train and learn the program. You know, and it mentions that they're going to be certified to train camp, to teach Camp Millionaire, and you know, it kind of stipulates the minimum that they'll receive, the percentage if it goes over the 400, and then you know, just that they'll be there, you know, 15 minutes before the class starts. I don't know, whatever. It just sort of outlines their duties.
That would be great to have to put on the website as well, Rebecca. I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get everyone a copy of that.
That'd be great. And tell us a little bit about the template letter that that you said that you would let me make available to everybody.
Oh, yeah. I have to get you a copy of that. That was pretty simple, and I just went back in, and if when I called the district, if, you know, the person who was in charge of parks and of the rec department was named Sue, I just, you know, Dear Sue, and then it went on into the template. I had a little blank where I, you know, changed the name of the school to fit their district name, and so all I had to do was just, you know, delete a couple little things, plug in the new one, and just resend the letter. So I think one day I sat down and just made a bunch of phone calls, you know, did all my template letters, got them all mailed out, and within 3 or 4 days I had emails back from all of these people saying, send me more information, we're really interested, and, you know, 2 letters later, we were, you know, we're in.
Right. Now, you made phone calls prior to sending letters so that you knew exactly who to send it to, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, that's
right.
Really, really
and I think
critical.
That works better. Yeah, I think that works better because some, you know, I like the voice-to-voice contact and getting the person's name and answering any sort of preliminary questions. Sometimes people don't even want to ask anything. They just say, yeah, you know what, that sounds really interesting. Just send me what you have.
Right.
Well, that's when, you know, the template letter, and then I think I cut and pasted part of the Camp Millionaire thing on where it sort of goes down and meals in it. But I'll send it to Elizabeth, and then she can, you know, you can do whatever you want with it. But I think doing it that way, then having them get the letter and then they see it, you know, they've heard my voice, and so it's worked out.
No, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, Patricia, did that answer your question?
Oh, that wasn't actually me that asked.
Oh, that was who asked? That's right. It was Erica. So, thank you for the question. So, who? Anybody else have any questions?
Patricia, I do.
Okay, go for it.
Now, I don't want these to sound negative because they're not. I'm so excited about what she's talking about. But the two questions, and maybe not related to marketing, but the first one is, so you have their agreements with the schools or the counties, but you don't have actual kids signed up yet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So there's still a little bit of an unknown as
yeah,
to...
There's still that... Yeah, there's definitely an unknown.
Okay, which
and
is
it's
cool.
Early.
Yeah,
it's very,
I'm just
very
thinking in our area,
that.
We don't sign up for camp. We're just starting,
right.
Like we're not
right.
yet. So
exactly.
You still have the issue of will there be 5 or will there be 40, which I'm just wanted to clarify. And
yep.
then
right.
The second question, and I really don't mean to sound negative, but you're not, you haven't even been to the training yet, and so you don't,
right.
But you're able to believe, what makes you believe enough that somebody's have been figured out how to make learning about money fun, that you've been confident enough to go out and do this? Like what part of the – only because I bought the money game, one of the games or something from online a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, this will be so cool, but my kids didn't really like it. And so I'm constantly searching for ways, and I believe there's a way, and everything I've seen, this looks like the, you know, most exciting thing, but I'm still a little question mark on how you make something that people think is boring interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So just
well,
a question of what you're – I mean, that's been, I think it's so cool that you're doing this, but what was it that made you believe – this is the program that'll work?
Well, I think one of the things is, number one, Elizabeth's been doing this since 2002, and, mm-hmm. I mean, she has kids turning out for the classes, and, you know, they have testimonials. And I felt like after looking at all of her information, talking to her personally, and just knowing that she's got a track record doing it. I mean, I feel confident about it. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I think Elizabeth is the face and the energy of Camp Millionaire. And when you talk to Elizabeth and when you, you know, hear about the camps that she's done and the kids who've gone to the camps, you know, I think that sort of speaks for itself.
Okay. No. Yeah, thank you.
I was going to let you guys know, we just spent Saturday from 9 a.m. till almost 5 p.m. with 18 kids from previous camps. We videotaped the, hopefully what's going to be the instructional video for the money game that we're going to bring to market for the schools and such. And when we sent the email out and we called parents from the last 2 years, we had way more kids that wanted to be in the DVD that had come and that said, oh, wow, I told parents, I said, I want to know why the kids want to be in the DVD, not just because I'm going to give them $25, but why? And most of them said, because if this information will help other kids, I really want to help. So that's testimonials from the kids who actually sat through, you know, taping and, like, stopping and re-saying things and not really knowing what they were going to get in for and, you know, being a little bored in between takes and things like that. So that was kind of a wonderful testimonial, just listening to the kids want to come and be in the silly taping. I love
it. Yeah. No, that's
well,
great.
Another thing, too, was, Denise McCullough, are you on the line? Is Denise there?
I think she is. I think she muted herself.
Oh. Well, because I had a conversation with her the other night, and she said that she's done Camp Pioneers in North Carolina where she's had parents show up to the class with the kids, and she's just unbelievable what, you know, the kind of energy that, you know, can start happening at these things. And I think a lot of it is, you know, getting the kids in a group, because I think the energy, one feeds off the other, you know. And, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Elizabeth. I don't know. I'm a promoter personality, in case you can't tell. And
we got that.
And so my feeling sort of is, you know what, I've got the Detroit Free Press interested in doing an article this week. I've got, you know, I've got a lot of things that are going to be supplemental in terms of getting the buzz going here with these classes. And I really also feel that the women and the guys and the gals that I have that are interested in doing the training and teaching the course have got the kind of personalities, the kind of, you know, teacher personalities and energy that really is going to just make these kids want to learn.
Yeah, one of the things that makes, Patricia, just so that you know, one of the things that makes our program so successful, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really fun activities, and it's around the game, and, you know, which you don't have any experience with, but is the fact that we teach all of our trainers to use, and some of them get really good at it, and some of them struggle with it, but, you know, it's just like skills. You get better at them at practice. What are called accelerated learning techniques, also referred to accelerated teaching. And it's a method of instruction that really engages the kids and keeps the energy up high. And you can take any program and throw it into an accelerated learning model and make the information what I call sticky. Not only is it sticky, it's fun, and the kids are engaged and they don't have to take notes. And what I teach the same way regardless of whether I'm teaching a 9-year-old or a 60-year-old. And whether I teach kids, teens, women, or my trainers, they've all gone through the trainings, and they've done it using accelerated teaching techniques. And it's very powerful. And one of the things that the trainers say is, I've never gone to a 5-day training and taken fewer notes, and I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's locked in. And so what Rebecca is saying about the trainer personalities is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gentleman this summer who tried to teach the boys, our first boys program, which is one of the reasons that we struggled with it, and he wasn't a strong enough guy. I finally sent my boyfriend in, and I said, will you go rescue him? and my boyfriend is not, you know, he's not even fully trained, but he can take a he can take a group full of boys and turn them into mush in a heartbeat. He's really good with boys, and he says, what do you want me to teach him? And I said, I don't care. Just spend a few hours and rescue John, would you? You know, he was uncomfortable with the boy's energy, and even though he was a guy himself, he just, I mean, he's a very wonderful, strong, powerful, skilled male man, but he wasn't the right personality to teach the boys.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense to me, because when I just called a few people that had been through your training that are on the website, it was financial planners who I think were doing it for a different reason.
Uh-huh.
So that explains a lot, whereas the rest of the people that are on the call, it seems like, are more educators or people who are excited about the topic,
right,
rather than perhaps trying to, you know.
Completely different market. Completely different market.
Well, that's what, when the guy was saying to me, I don't think there's any money to be made in this, but it's kind of a nice way to get, you know, parents, clients to, you know, the parents of the kids, and I thought, oh, that doesn't sound that good to me, but
yeah,
it's making sense now.
Right, and it really, it's a whole other market, and it's a completely different niche. I had a guy call today, a lady call from San Luis Obispo, who's not very far north, and she said, yeah, we just want to be able to teach our clients' kids. And I said, great. So, you know, they'll pay the little licensing fee per month, and they'll, you know, maybe put together a couple programs for the kids, and no big deal. But, you know, for somebody like Rebecca or Denise McCullough or the guy, you know, my new licensee in Florida, I mean, not Florida, but Canada, I mean, these people want to make some money doing good.
Right,
and to
right.
me, there's nothing greater than making money doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, can you hear me?
There you are, yes.
Yeah, I muted myself out there.
Gotcha.
Hey, guys.
So that did work. Thank you. Did you push star
did
6 or 6, or what did you do to mute you?
I hit star 6, and it just mute you out.
Perfect. Yeah,
how do you get back from star 6?
Can I
star
7?
You just do it again, that's all.
Right. Again, guys, I'm a coach in North Carolina, and Debbie Edie is also on the line. Debbie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Awesome. Debbie, we are in North Carolina, and I have been trained to going on to my third year with Elizabeth. And for the young lady who asked a very valid question earlier about how to make this work, I think that Rebecca has an awesome opportunity to pull this off. And one of the things that I have done is that when the kids come to camp, first of all, it totally blows their mind because they come anticipating PowerPoint presentation, and the camp is totally, totally different. And they all walk away with this feeling of, oh, my God, you should call into something else. Oh, my God, it was so fun. And I think what Rebecca was alluding to earlier is that many times the parents come and bring their children, and the parents don't want to leave because the parents are hearing this information, many of them for the first time themselves. And so we inadvertently, we get two generations for the price of one, and that's extremely cool.
Extremely cool.
Extremely cool. I mean, it's nothing like looking at a parent's face and they have this aha moment and, oh, my God, why didn't someone teach us? So the curriculum combined with Elizabeth's awesome teaching, the energy that just kind of explodes all over the place, it engages the kids. It holds them, you know, I don't want to use the word captive, but it holds their attention for such a long period. And they are hungry for the information because more than anything, the parents, these kids have seen an awesome example from their parents, most of them, of what not to do. Mm-hmm. And we have smart, intelligent kids who are hungry for the information, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Right. You just have to make it relevant. Absolutely. Thank you, Denise. And I will add that the two cameramen and my young producer, her name is Laura, on Saturday, I looked at him and I said, you're having fun? And he goes, yeah. He says, I'm really bummed I can't take notes while I'm filming.
Right.
And I get that all the time. And I got to tell you, every time we've ever had a camera crew in one of my camps, whether it was news related or whatever, they all go, oh, my God, why didn't anybody teach me this?
Right, exactly.
They have no idea. It is one of the reasons that I wrote my book, The Ultimate Allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, you guys, I have a second book in the works that is going to knock your socks off. So, and if you really want me to share it with you, you'll have to ask me, but I'm happy to.
Please share with us a little.
Yes, you guys all want to know. I know you
yes.
called them, or you, we'll interrupt.
Please, please tell us.
I'm so excited. What is the number one most often read self-help / success, financial success book that's been read for like 50, 60
Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow
okay.
Rich.
So imagine this. You guys all know the book, right?
Right.
Yep.
Imagine this. We've got 5 kids. I don't know whether there's 3 boys and 2 girls or 3 girls and 2 boys yet. And we've got an odd pet, maybe a pelican or a chicken or something. We haven't determined. And these 5 children and the odd pet go on an adventure. And they find the 13 rocks with the little rules to the riches. And the book is called Rocks to Riches, A Child's Adventure Based on the Teachings of Napoleon Hill.
Love
wow.
it.
Wow.
And then we're going to turn it into a book, I mean into a movie. And Harry Potter can just move over.
Yeah. That is great.
So it's wow. Think and Grow Rich for kids, but I knew we had to call it something else. So I am working on that, and that is going to be fabulous.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Yes. So.
Elizabeth, can I think that's phenomenal. I'm really excited. And one of the things that I want to add to share with Rebecca is something that Elizabeth does whenever they're, with her doing 45 camps in one summer, which is very impressive in and of itself. One thing Elizabeth is really good at doing is sending out like an email blast and saying to all coaches, if there's anyone in California, you know, Florida, whatever, who would like to come and support. And we've gone out as coaches to, into other areas who are trained coaches to assist the newcomers. And so that's one of the things we do as a family.
Right. We are one big happy
family. You're
not
by yourself.
Yep. No, you're definitely not by yourself. You know, one of the things that I always tell people is, you know, I go to these trainings, and any of you that have been in the, one of the teacher trainings is know it's not a training, it's a bonding. You know, we leave and we're all just really, really yeah, I mean, nobody wants to leave. Everybody comes and goes 9 to 9. We have to go 9 in the morning to 9 at night. And we go, and I go, you know what, it's okay, because by the time we leave on Friday, you'll not only be a but if day 5, you'll not only be a different human being, but you won't want to leave. And it happens every time. You know, when I talk to my coaches, I just talked to Jody today up in Maine. Are you there, Jody? I thought she was going to be there. But, you know, it's like, you know, I can say I love you, and she goes, I love you too. Like, we mean it. You know, where,
right.
where else can you go become a team where, like, you really honestly love each other? You know,
right.
Denise could come to my home, and when I told Rebecca that she didn't need it, I didn't want no bloody hotel. Let me stay in her house, right? She was like, you'll stay in my house? I said, yeah, and I'd rather get up in the morning and have coffee or tea with you and let's go for a walk. Yeah, let's, you know, talk about boys at night when we're done. I mean, I'm good. I that's the kind of family and team that I wanted to create, and so that's what I've created. And we've got a lot more coming, you guys. I know it's been a long, long, long road, and we're still learning how to do it. Rebecca is paving a beautiful way for us. In terms of doing a, you know, a beta program here, but we've got a lot more coming down the pike. Just to share with you a little bit, and then I'll see if there's any more questions before I let you guys go and have your rest of your evening or go to bed. Is that
I
do have
question.
Okay, hang on a second, and I'll let you get to it. I have an investor on board, and so working with him to get the Creative Wealth for Women program, the audio program done for you guys and for me, and the money game, hopefully within 2 to 3 months we'll be able to market it, and I plan on marketing it both as a completed product and as a download for teachers that, you know, can't afford to buy it as a completed product. They'll still be able to download it like the coaches do with the DVD, and we just got a lot of stuff we're working on. And I just want you to know that this coming year is going to be amazing. So with that, who else had the question? Where you are, where you're from, and go ahead and give us a question.
This is Sandra. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hello to everybody. Hi. I have lots of questions in terms of logistics, but whenever I have done something that involves training, usually I have to say who my trainers are and their kind of like expertise and how long they have been doing that. So, Rebecca, how are you handling kind of like that question, if it has come up for you?
The question of what their background, their experience?
Right. Who's doing the training and how long they have been doing this? And
I think she means their credentials. Their credentials and that sort of thing.
Well,
I have an answer to that, but go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I mean, I'm pulling from a pool of, you know, mainly middle school teachers right now. I mean, I've got a lot of, I've got Marge who's on the line. Her daughter-in-law is back in school getting her master's in math, but she's a mom and she's been a teacher. And, you know, they come from assorted backgrounds. I mean, I have teachers who want to teach this camp who, you know, haven't taught in math, but they've taught and they, you know, they know the age, they know what kids are thinking and what they're like at 13 and 11. And so most of them they've been teachers.
Yeah.
So you handle it more from their background, what they have been doing in life. And you don't really talk about, oh, they're just getting trained in February. Kind of like that question gets kind of like weave in there.
So this is Elizabeth. Let me speak to that question. I rarely have a parent that says, so who's teaching the camp?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Rarely, rarely, rarely. And I think every once in a while I do, obviously. And then I say, well, you know, they're fully trained teachers. They're certified by me. And, you know, they've been fully trained. That's like shuts them up. But it's because we're not teaching financial advising. You know, we're not financial advising these kids. The information that we're teaching these kids is readily available in any book. I've just developed an amazing delivery system for the information and put quite a few tweaks on it, as anybody that's been through the training knows that there's some pretty cool tweaks. And some really neat philosophies in there that, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about, but I do. And so it's not rocket science. You know, we're not teaching the kids how to buy stocks and how to buy real estate and how to start a business. You know, it's more of the the philosophies, the whys. You know, it's not so much the mechanics of how to, but it's the principles of why. Why should you do it? And that's what I find makes the program so cool, is that parents tell the kids to do stuff, but they forget the why. And so
without
the why, there's no relevant reason that the kids should sit and listen. But if you spend 5 days or 4 days or whatever and you give them the whys, they go, oh, got it. You know. And then I always say if you give kid the why, they'll figure out the how by themselves, right? It comes organically.
Right.
But
right.
I rarely have anybody that questions, you know, questions. And when I do, it's usually a very snooty parent who thinks that their child walks on water, and that parent will usually pull their kid out on Tuesday, and I just say, look, I celebrate and say, don't let the door hit your shelf in the butt on the way out. I'm glad when that parent pulls their kid out because they want too much. I have it every summer. And I just welcome them leaving their kid, and I don't give them a refund, and they leave. So, you know.
Rebecca added to the program that when I asked that same question, Chandra, she said to me, which brought me an additional comfort, is that in the school district, each of the teachers will, in order to work with the kids, will have to be fingerprinted.
Yes.
So
that's
that
very
was
common
added
now.
Plus.
Yep.
Right.
Very common now.
Right. Yes.
No, I was.
Yeah.
I don't know. But when you said you have like a contract set up and you have like a page that outlines what you're doing, I don't know how they do it. But in Massachusetts, they just love paper here. Like they want it. They want to see your contract. They want to
see. Well,
there
are more trees, I guess.
Like who's doing it and why and whatever. How long they have been doing it and blah blah blah. So I was just kind of like curious. How do you handle it? Because I know your trainers are going to be trained in February, so I was like, okay.
Right.
How is she doing
Elizabeth?
This? And And have you been trained yourself, Rebecca, or are you being trained with your
No, partner? I haven't been trained myself. When I first started this and I went online after I had heard Elizabeth, she had presented it as, you know, you don't have to be a trainer. You can just promote the program, mm-hmm. which, once again, you know, that's sort of, you know, right up my alley. And so I started, that's what I started thinking, okay, I'm going to start promoting this, and I'll figure out the trainers, I'll figure out, you know, my teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll all come, and it has. And, you know, now here in Michigan, and I think this is pretty true, you know, everywhere you go these days, teachers have to, number one, I mean, they're certified by the state. Number two, to teach a program, anytime you're dealing with kids now in Michigan, I mean, everyone has to be, they have to go through a fingerprint process. They have to go through, you know, I don't know if they do a
process. Yeah, like a quarry.
Yeah.
Over here. Like
yeah, and there's a central district here in our county where every teacher who is certified and who teaches kids or works with kids has to go and fill out the paperwork and get fingerprinted. And that's fine because you know what? That's a liability issue, and it just takes, you know, pressure off of me that, you know, okay, I've got this person, they've been logged in, they're fingerprinted, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca?
So,
mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes?
This is Jody from Maine.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. I was muted. I couldn't figure out how to unmute myself.
Oh.
I thought you were.
It worked really well. I'm like, Star, what?
We wondered why you were being so quiet.
Yeah, I know. Unlike me.
Which is unusual because Jody is rarely quiet.
Yeah. But I have a couple of comments. First of all, I think it's great that you have so many camps scheduled. That's wonderful. You've been busy. I have tried to and have done some summer camps and have it's the same here in Maine as it is in Michigan that usually the rec department has an affiliation with the school.
Uh-huh.
What I would suggest as soon as you get people trained to get out there, and even if you're doing it for free, go to the library and do a one-hour or two-hour little, you know, seminar, and go to Girl Scout troops and get your name out there and get people talking in your area about
the that's camp. A great idea.
And then they fall in love with them because it's taken me a while to figure this out, but I haven't even been soliciting business lately. People have been calling me, and it's because people are talking, because I've done a lot
right.
of these Girl Scout troops, and because the rec department, those camps were very low enrollment, and I had to cancel them at the last minute because I only had four or five kids.
Uh-huh.
And now, I think now that my name's out there and I've done many different camps, that now I think I could fill camps this summer if that's what I
uh-huh.
want to do. So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I will add
it for free.
I will add to that, Jody. That's a fabulous idea, and you hit the nail on the head. One of the things that you can't do is set the camps in motion and then sit back and expect the park and rec to actually get the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
Right,
that's why I mentioned earlier, you're probably going to have to put a little advertising in it the first couple of years and make sure that you get get your own press releases out and get your own radio interviews and even call all of the service organizations like Rotary and Kiwanis and, all of those organizations. You need to pick up the phone. And I think one of the reasons that Rebecca has been so successful, and I think one of the reasons she will be successful this summer, is that she's not afraid to sit on the phone all day and make connections. And remember, people only buy things from people that they know and trust. That's why I tell people, look, email doesn't count. There's no face, there's no voice, there's no connection. It's just an email. You can ignore it. But you can't ignore picking up the phone and being passionate about it. One of the reasons that Rebecca trusts this program is that she's been on the phone with me many times. And for those of you that have been on the phone with me, you know that you can't talk to me on the phone without either me breaking into tears because I'm so just overwhelmed and passionate about this whole thing, or, you know, I say some silly cuss word because I get so, you know, overwhelmed and passionate about it. Or, you know, you it's hard to talk to me on the phone and not get it. And so,
right.
And you've got, and I know that's Denise going, oh, my God, I know. But the whole point is that you've got to get on the phone. You've got to let people know that you've got a passion for something. You're going to make this happen no matter what. And you're there and it's like, when can we meet? We got to
right.
do this. And when you can parlay that passion from your heart into that other person's heart, you've won them. And that's
right.
when they'll do stories for you, and that's when they'll bring you onto the radio, and that's when people will call you back and say, hey, anytime, and, you know, send me your press releases. And I do this thing in the training where I make somebody beg six times to have their dollar back because, you know, it's, you can't just ask once. You have to get in their face. It's that squeaky wheel thing, you know?
Right.
But also,
and you can't,
listen,
and the other thing,
to
too,
that.
Is you can't, oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No,
Denise?
No, go ahead. Please. Well, I was just going to say that what's in our favor right now, ladies, in all respect, if there's a gentleman on the line, is that the universe has, oh, thank you, and welcome to the call.
It's been
very quiet. What's your name?
Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Hi.
Is that the universe has opened up right now with the society can no longer deny the fact that financial literacy is a need. And so you're going to get more doors that are going to be open to each of us now because we're going out with the tool that says we can help fix this thing because nobody taught us when we were in school. If you and when you allow us into your world, we can possibly make the changes necessary because we're going to pay. If we don't, we'll pay now, we'll pay later, but we'll pay. So I'm getting a huge reception here in North Carolina. People are going, please, 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 will you come and teach our children?
Yep.
And then you do it
right,
for adults.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what's happening in Maine. It's unbelievable, and it's just happening, you know, in the last,
but it,
I
yeah.
would say, year.
It's time. This could not be more perfectly timed. It's like it's been ordained, you know?
Absolutely.
It is.
It's been
Can
ordained.
I make a comment?
Not any sleep for, yes, go ahead.
Can I cut in? This is Marge, and I'm working with Rebecca. And
hi,
first I have to say, hi, hon. I have to say how exciting it is to work with her because she's very passionate about everything, and she has so much energy that she does sell you on it. But the more we talk about it, the more exciting it gets because there's so many opportunities. When we start talking about it, we start talking about all here in Michigan, homeschooling is a huge thing. There are so many homeschool groups out there where they're actually sharing resources. And people are becoming trained, you know, in teaching their own kids. You've got just so many areas. And I think that's where the excitement grows is because it's every day is new and there's new ideas. And we can't wait to get this thing off the ground and start getting people involved in it.
And I can't wait
and
to
I wanna,
come home.
I really want to thank you, Elizabeth.
Hey,
I want
to
thank you so much.
My pleasure. I think, and I tell people this in my training. It's like this is not about me. This is about somebody gave me an idea and hit me on the head with a wand and said, "Here, go do this," and I just said, "Okay," you know. The one of the first men that was on my board of directors of the nonprofit, and as you guys know, we're building a for-profit now, so I can practice what I preach. But he looked at me in all honesty and he said, "Elizabeth, if you knew what this was going to take to actually make this go, you would run. You would go. You would, like, leave. You'd be so far out of my sight right now," he says, "but you don't know what's coming, and you're going to be successful because he knew at that point that I was unwilling to quit at any point, but he just said if you had any clue what this is going to take, you wouldn't be doing it." And I don't know if I can say that's true, but, boy, it's It's been a ride. I can tell you.
Ignorance is bliss. My daughter-in-law made a really good point. She said, in the past, school districts here used to teach a basic math class to the kids who supposedly couldn't cut algebra, you know, and wouldn't go on. So they put them back into a basic math class. And that basic math class was, this is a checkbook, this is how you use it, this is what a credit card is, you know, this is interest, and all that type of thing. And then they dropped it. And now it's becoming more and more and more important. Nobody's been teaching it here at all. And the need is so, so extreme for, like somebody was saying, not only the kids, but the parents. We all need it.
Right. You know, I'm a firm believer, and I think that we need to teach reading by giving kids prospectuses, and I think we need to teach writing by making them write business plans, and I think we need to teach them math by teaching them money, not the other way around.
I agree.
Yeah,
application.
Yeah. I know, application, practical.
Right.
Do we have any more questions?
This is Patricia. I have a quick one, I think.
Okay.
And I feel like, again, I'm being the I just wondered of, I think it was Denise speaking or the person from Maine who I missed her name, but of the
Jody.
People who have been doing it for a couple years, what do they see as the potential? Like, I mean, I can feel it like it's a curve that's just about to pick up, but I'm just trying to, you know, justify the time that you put into it versus the money that you get back. So, I mean, are they teaching, do they have like 10 camps a year or do they have, yeah, you know what I'm trying to get to?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to let them each tell you what they're working on. So, Jody, do you want to go first, please?
Sure. Well, I'm a school teacher, so I've started by doing some programs within my school system, and I've done a lot of Girl Scout troops, and I actually just had a meeting with the Girl Scout Council asking me if somehow I can, they're going to work out a fee, but put all 14,000 of their members through the program. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that, and that's a separate conversation with Elizabeth, but that's one thing. And I, in my district alone, I do 3 camps for free, like after school programs. I do 3 camps per year that I committed to the school because I'm a whisper away from getting them to adopt the program in the school system. So that's kind of that. You know, that's what I've been doing to make that happen. And then I was recently contacted. I did a program through Adult Ed, and I was recently, after I did that, contacted from a business who has 700 employees asking me if I can do the program for all 700 of their employees. So it's really kind of taken off in all different directions. I mean, my love is working with kids. I'm learning to equally love working with the adults as well because it's just a different kind of fun for me.
Jody learned.
The possibilities endless.
I was going to say Jody learned and shared with me today that one of the things that she didn't realize, and I always make a joke out of it, but it's very true, is how easy it is. I mean, yes, we set kids up for success, but what you guys don't often realize is how easy it is and simple to tweak an adult's life permanently. You know, she got a fabulous thank you letter from some woman that she said, you changed my life, and she didn't even know what she did. And I say that all the time. When you're working with adults, you can just tweak their brain just a little bit, and you set them off in a whole new direction. And
even comments like, you've motivated me to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. And sometimes it's not just around money. It's just they feel empowered after going through the program. And, you know, I'm just delivering the material and talking with them. People start talking about things that they've never felt comfortable talking, especially in a group, about money. And it's like once they start talking about it, they feel so free. And then they go out and tell all their friends, and then I'm getting phone calls like crazy. Will you do this? I had a family ask if I would go and do the program for their family.
I've done that a couple times. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of neat. Oh, you have done that?
I have. Oh, yeah, I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it is endless, and the possibilities are endless. And, I mean, I would echo the comments about it's fun, and it kind of breaks down all the barriers of, you know, that taboo about talking about money, because it is presented in context, and people, like somebody last week said to me, now I get what inflation is. And she was running a nursing home. I mean, she was using the word all the time, and it was part of her vocabulary, but she truly didn't understand what it meant. Mm. She couldn't explain it. And then she said, you know, when I think of dollar cost averaging, I'm always going to think about Mickey Mouse. And, you know, like it all made sense to her, and she was hugging me. And so it is a fabulous, fabulous, I think it was Patricia, who's not licensed yet. It's just a fabulous program, and it's fun to teach and be part of.
Mm-hmm. Right, and wait till you find out about Monkey Wants a Corner. I mean, you know.
Right. Oh, that's what risk is.
Yeah, that's what risk is, right. I don't know, it's a monkey. So, Denise, did you want to tell Patricia what you're doing? Denise, did you mute yourself again? Denise. We might have lost Denise. Denise is working full-time, too, and so she's just, I know that she's been doing some programs for a couple different groups. But in answer to your question, nobody yet has been able to, except I think Rebecca's finally going to, which is why we're so excited to be able to make at least a part-time, if not full-time living at changing little and big lives. And so that's what we've been working toward, and that's where we're going, and we're very excited about that potential. Our goal is to make Camp Millionaire and Creative Wealth programs household words, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think with the right tools, with the right people, and I only attract the right people. For some reason, I attract these just amazing human beings into the program. You know, we will be able to create this household world program, and I've got right on the website. You know, Camp Millionaire is the greatest, best financial literacy camp or program on the face of the planet. That's what I started to say, like, and because I really honestly believe it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, cool.
Yep.
Any more questions before I let you guys go? This has been fabulous, and as I said, it is recorded, and I will send everybody the link. I'll download it as soon as we're done here and put it on the web so you guys can access it. But any more quick questions before I let you guys go?
Hi. No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, are you going to make the template and things like that available as well?
Yes. And you know what I'll do is I'll just a lot of that, some of the stuff is actually only available for coaches. But what I'm going to do is when Rebecca emails them to me tonight or tomorrow, I will actually link them on the promoters page. If you go to the home page on the right-hand side underneath where you sign up for the e-zine and the free report, there's a place that says promote your camps here or promote your own programs, whatever it says. And if you click that, you go to another page that's got a lot of information on it. I'll put those links right on the left-hand side of that page along with the recording of the call. So I'll get that done before I go on my trip. Oh, do you guys
know I'll
I'm
get those templates to you ASAP.
All right. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Patricia, one last time. I wondered if there's a way the other Florida people would want to, if there's a way we could link up just to talk about what we're thinking.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you one by one give you guys' phone numbers and go from there. So, Erica, why don't you give the other two your phone number right now? Go ahead.
Okay, my phone number is 727-385-1525.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Chris, do you want to give everybody yours? Maybe we lost Chris. Okay, Patricia?
Mine is 407-230-5499.
Great. And you guys all can always contact me easily. You can either call the 805-957-1024 number. We realize that our 800 number is not working right now, and so we're looking at trying to figure out why the heck that's not working. And you can also email me at Elizabeth, and remember I spell my name with an S and not a Z, so it's Elizabeth. at Creative Wealth INTL, so creativewealthintl.org, and that will find me as well. So if anybody wants anybody else's information, I can copy, you know, copy emails and send everybody emails and stuff. So I cannot thank you enough. And, Rodney, I hear your little voice on the phone, so I'm happy to have you on the call as well so you can hear all of this, all the girls' little chitter-chatter.
Would anybody like, I mean, I don't know, would anyone like my phone number? This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, thank you so much. Give everybody your phone number
as well.
Or email.
You know, yeah. Okay, well, my email is rebecca@themoneywiselife.com.
I'm sorry, the money what?
Wise.
The moneywiselife.com.
As in wise old owl. Yep.
As in LIFE. The moneywiselife.com. And my phone number is 248-499-9871.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was going to ask you for it and just forgot. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you all for your time. And most of you, it's very late, so go to bed because sleep is really important. You're going to change lives. You've got to be well rested.
Thank you so
Except
much.
Except for
I
Rebecca,
because
she says she doesn't
thank
sleep.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Bye. Good night, everybody.
Good night, you guys. Bye-bye.